Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Thank you all for listening this morning. Today our topic is going to be six ways to target your market. So we're going to take a break real quick and be back in a moment with the topic. Again, I'm Tim Jacquet, your host, the Core Business Show.
You're listening to the Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to the Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquet.
Welcome back to The Core. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host again. So six ways to target your niche market. I'm going to base this off an article I received from Bank of America. Give credit to the author of this article, and I'm going to add my two or three cents in with it. Her name is Heather Cheat. Targeting your niche market is always a perplexing, and it's really, really difficult. You're trying to find out what you really get at. But when you find out, stay with it. Stay what you are good at, and you're going to be the expert of that particular field. Be the expert in that field. That's going to separate you from your competitors. We all want to be this collage of be the conglomerate that does everything and be all things to all people. You can't. You need to specialize in one thing, and that's what you need to market yourself in. Now, if you're making your income, it's great. If you're passionate about it and it's keeping you afloat, that's great. That's what you want to be known at, and over time, it's going to serve you better than being all things to all people. Refer the other things to other people and maybe get a commission or something from that as a referral fee. You want to put everything in writing with the right words, okay? When you do your market, if you're a plumber, be really specific on what type of plumbing jobs you do. Is it residential or is it commercial? If it's commercial, what time? Are you doing new construction, existing construction? Be really, really specific. Hey, I specialize in this particular thing because, believe it in the United States, we have a huge market in every city, and they're going to have a need. Someone is going to have a need for that particular item. So keep your name out there. Keep you yourself marketing your website with that particular thing and that particular key phrases. Number two, consider all the places you would find your customers. If you're a plumber, if you're commercial, go to businesses, nonprofits, whatever. Old buildings, you know, there's always going to be a need for that. So market yourself. For example, I have some person to market themselves to churches. Churches need things at the last minute, but they need it quick. So churches like to save money, but there are some organized religions like the Catholic Church. Once you get into one good church, the pastor will recommend you for another church. And for example, if we in the Houston area, if you're in the Houston area, there are over right at 200,000 Catholic institutions in the Houston area alone. Dallas-Fort Worth has somewhere close to that. But think of all the things that the Catholic Church is connected to. If you're the Presbyterian or you're in the Methodist churches, think of those networks, because if you do a good job at one good network, it would travel with you. And they're always looking for good, honest Christian business people who would do the right thing. It's integrity. It's getting a job done and doing it to the best that you can to get the issue resolved. That's what they're looking for. And they're really easy people to deal with. You build a relationship with them, you have them for life. For example, I've contracted a piano tuner since 1980 when I was in the eighth grade. And I was dedicated to him because I don't want to change. He does a good job. He comes out when I need him to use it. I used him when I first started out when I was in middle school. And I've used him ever since. That's a 32-year relationship. Think of how many businesses that would keep you for 32 years. Okay? Kind of keep that in mind. Number three, team up with a sister company. Like, for example, if you're doing a plumbing company, network with the other plumbing companies because they might send some jobs to you. You can send some big jobs to them in that particular field. But if they need someone to work on something really quick and they don't have a person that's available, they'll give you a call. So kind of keep that in mind as well. Partner with somebody else to make yourself stronger. Number four, give away your product in a smart way. Give away your product in a smart way. You might want to do the little things and not charge the customer because they will go a long way. Hey, if you're trying to stop a clog, hey, if it doesn't really cost you that much time, if it's like 10 minutes to unstop something like that, just do it. Say, hey, and believe it or not, that will go a long way. I remember I have a choir member to come into at rehearsal. She went to a music store. They gave her a reed for free, a clarinet reed. Well, I'm like, it doesn't cost that much for a reed anyway, maybe like $10. But because they gave it to her free, she went back five or six more times to buy some other stuff that she really didn't need. She felt obligated because she liked the service that she got. But she felt obligated to give something back to the business, and she was a sole customer. So give something back in a smart way. It would pay residuals from there. Number five, get to the influencers. Who makes the decision? In a church setting, it's going to be the business manager or the office manager. Or in some situations, it'll be the pastor. Pastors are really hard to get a hold with. But if you can make, a concerted effort, bring something to the business manager or the office manager, whoever make that decision, or the plant manager, that's the one you want to go after. Okay? Get the influencers. Who's going to influence the decision. And number six, get out of the office. You can't do everything by phone. Get out of the office. Email. Call people. Hey, just go into the neighborhood. Say, hey, I'm a local business owner. I have a plumbing company. I'm just trying to expand and just network with other people and just want to, talk if you have a second. So, get out of your office. Get out there. Hit the streets and do something. And you will see the residuals pay off. Again, thank you all for listening. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. You can find this particular article highlights on our blog, Apple Capital Group. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a great day, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.